We have so much to dive into here on the Tone of the Podcast, brought to you by Flooring is Forever, flooringisforever.com. Thank you so much for listening. Welcome to the month of May. There's been so much going on. I feel like, hey, I'm going to record a podcast today. Then it's like, well, wait a minute. Pacers got game one. And then, well, wait a minute. Tim Cindric gets suspended. And, oh, well, wait a minute. We might have the entry list coming out for the Indianapolis 500, even though I think we know that there's going to be 34 on the entry list. So here we are on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon right before it storms. We have a lot to dive into. We're going to talk about the Team Penske suspensions of Tim Cindric, among other people inside of the Penske organization. We're going to talk about the Stoneseal Grand Prix coming up this weekend and what things will look like at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I'm going to bring up some tweets that I posted over the last several days. I'm going to talk about the Indy 500 blackout and how that works, and how the Speedway is continuing to get closer and closer to having to make the decision of whether or not they lift the blackout or not. I'm going to give you why it might happen, and I'll give you why it might not happen coming up in this podcast. Obviously, we know what happened last night in New York with the Pacers getting totally jobbed against the Knicks. We will talk about that. Greg Doyle suspended. But the podcast today is going to be a lot. So hopefully I can entertain you for the next 20 to 30 minutes and you don't get too bored. Shout out to everybody who signed up for my subtext so far. Brandon, Doug, those type of people. Appreciate you so much. Hopefully it's worth your $4.99 a month. If you want to check that out, you can head to my Twitter feed. There is a link at Tony D Indy, and it has everything you need to know. I'm sending exclusive videos. So I was at Rev on Saturday night. I interviewed Kenny Moore from the Colts. I interviewed some drivers. There'll be a couple exclusive interviews going out to my subscribers on Subtext next Wednesday from Tappers down in Fountain Square at 7 o'clock. I'll be hosting Indianapolis 500 Trivia. Shout out to Austin down at Tappers. We'll probably hook up the Nintendo 64 to the Indy Racing League game. We'll hook up the Super Nintendo to Michael Andretti's Indy Challenge. Pole position is in there as well. So hopefully you'll come out, check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun from Tappers. And as always, thanks to Flooring is Forever. FlooringIsForever.com, 317-755-1246. For all of your flooring needs here in Central Indiana, Harley has over 20 years of experience. Check out his 5-star ratings on Google. Harley is a great guy, one of my close friends. He will do great work for you. 317-755-1246, FlooringIsForever.com. I'm going to do a podcast later this week. It's just kind of like a first-timers or a guide to the Indianapolis 500 and what to check out, what to do. Hopefully, it'll help out people coming for the first time and maybe even a seasoned veteran. I mean, this will be my 31st 500. Maybe I'll tell you something that you don't already know, and maybe you guys can give me some tidbits. So if you have any tidbits of things that you like to do for the Indian 500, whether it's a tradition or, hey, we like to eat here or we like to go here, would love to add those into the podcast coming up, kind of a beginner's guide to the Indianapolis 500 on what to do, and whether that's inside of the racetrack or outside of the racetrack, would love to hear it. You can send those at Tony D Indy on Twitter. I will send out a tweet. I've had a lot of cool tweets lately. Obviously, that sounds like I'm tooting my own horn, but really cool. The livery, you know, throwback livery one. But let's start with Team Penske and Tim Cindric's suspension. Look, they took the race away from them that Joseph Newgarden won down in St. Pete. They took the podium away from Scott McLaughlin. I was down in Barber. Man, I don't even think we've talked about Barber and then the lady falling off the bridge, which was awesome. Barber was great. I enjoyed it. Got to talk to a lot of different drivers as I did at Rev on Saturday night. Enjoyed my time at Barber. Went to Bucky's for the first time. Loved the brisket sandwich. I think that's Marcus Erickson's favorite as well. I'm a big fan. Like, my closest friends know this. I'm a big fan of Ocean Waters at Sonic. And if you've never had an Ocean Water at Sonic, it is Blue Powerade, some Sprite, and coconut flavoring. Well, Bucky's on their fountain drinks, which are about the same price as Speedway's. They're pretty cheap. They have their own version of that. And I think I had two large ones over the weekend down in Barber. Had a great time. Scott McLaughlin won. Subscribers on Subsects knew that I was taking him. That was a plus 750 hit to anybody who bet on Scott McLaughlin. Then we come around to Indy. Rev was on Saturday, as I've mentioned a few times, but Then we get news, and shout out to Steve Wooditch and everybody at Trackside Online for breaking the news that Tim Cindric was going to be suspended for the month of May alongside of other members of Team Penske. Obviously, Tim Cindric, the one that comes to mind the most. And it's for the entire month of May. It's not just for the road course. It's not just for the 500. Now, I don't know what's keeping him from grabbing a headset, putting on a disguise, and go standing in turn four. Maybe he can call that guy up outside of turn three that has that treehouse in the back of his yard that the guy sat in during the 2020 Indianapolis 500. But, yeah, just very interesting. Look, I think IndyCar suspension or IndyCar's punishment was enough of taking the win away from Joseph Newgarden and the podium away from Scott McLaughlin and basically disqualifying them from the entire weekend. I thought that that was plenty. But I think Roger Penske did his own internal investigation and, one, was embarrassed by how it went down, and, two, you know, thought, I have to take a stand. I have to do something as well because I don't want my legacy to be tarnished. I don't want the other owners in the series that were very upset, the Michael Andretti's of the world, to think that, you know, things would be manipulated, things would be changed based around to benefit his team. So, with that being said, I think Roger said, look, I got to do something. Here's what we are going to do. And, I mean, there's nothing bigger than suspending your top dog outside of a driver. Your top dog is Tim Cindric for the entire month of May and your biggest race, the Indianapolis 500. Again, I don't know how they're going to prevent him from buying a ticket in the bleachers. I don't know how they're going to prevent him from, I don't know, sitting and, I mean, listening. I don't know. But hopefully it's a legit suspension. I suggested escort him to and from race control and let him sit in race control. Kind of learn those ways and kind of that's almost like timeout, right? Like, you know, you get in trouble for saying a bad word and your mom makes you stand there and watch the, you know, you get grounded from playing baseball and you got to go watch your teammates play. So we'll see what happens with that. A rev over the weekend was great. Had a great time there. We'll have some interviews coming up. Talk to a lot of the drivers. If you don't know what Rev is, it's an awesome party. You could kind of kick things off for the Indianapolis 500, which is cool because it's a functioning hospital that IU runs inside of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway at all times during the month of May. And it's not just drivers, crews, people working that can use that hospital. It is also a working hospital for anybody involved. And I mean, look, we all know somebody's going to get dehydrated and drink too much on carb day, or somebody's going to trip and get busted up. They are there for you, and this is a big benefit for it. And it's the same AMR safety crew that is through IU Health that travels with the series, travels with the team. So that was cool to be a part of. So thanks to everybody who followed along there. I hope you enjoyed some of the content. We'll have some videos. My buddy Gary Watson was a video guy for me. He put a lot of things together, so that was super cool. Rev was great. Turn the corner to the Sonsio Grand Prix coming up this weekend. You know, it's a good way to start the month of May. I do believe, and I've talked to guys like David Land about this, you know, how do we boost this month of May as Indianapolis 500 fans? And I guess myself, who I guess you could call an influencer, or just somebody who, you know, has a lot to do with the race and follows the sport on pretty much a regular basis. And look, you have this. This is an original idea, but like you have this test in May. Why not move, or in April? Why not move that 500 test in May? Run the road course this past weekend on a Friday, Saturday. Allow, you know, have like a $45 general admission ticket. And you can sit wherever you want. You know, allow drivers to come check things out, or I'm sorry, allow fans to come check out where they want to sit. Maybe have a driver's autograph session where fans can meet and greet their favorite driver. And then this week, have your Indy 500 quote-unquote test on all day Saturday, and then you take off for Mother's Day, and then you come back, and if you want to do something Monday, great, or you do it on Tuesday. So, I mean, you look at the number that F1 got last Sunday in the month of May down in Miami. Obviously, the Netflix series has a lot to do with it. I don't know how many people are watching the CW series that don't know about IndyCar already. You know, obviously, you hop on Netflix and you're like, you know, during the pandemic, because they were still racing and you could follow it. And that really captured, you know, that Tiger King audience that wanted that drama, that wanted that violence, that wanted to watch sports and be invested into something. And, you know, they grab that audience. And look, if you want awesome racing, IndyCar, the Indianapolis 500 is where it's at. Unfortunately, I mean, look, they're doing all these influencers for the Indy 500, and they're bringing in people that don't know much about the sport, which is totally fine, right? They probably look at me and say, look, we already have Tony Donahue's audience. Everybody who listens to his podcast probably is already going to the Indianapolis 500. I totally get that. I totally understand that. But I think just kind of boosting up the month of May and having like an exciting opening day like we had in the early to mid 2000s and sparking that interest. Hey, we could break the track record coming up this year for pole qualifying. You know, there's drama. Bump day, we thought we were going to have 35 teams. We only have 34. There's a lot of people that say start them all. There's a lot of people that say, nope, you only start 33 drivers. That is the tradition. All right, sorry if there's a pause there. So if you start all 34, you kind of set that precedence of, okay, everybody's going to get in. Why are we going to spend all month worried about qualifying, I guess all week, all 3 days? Because really, when you look at that practice week, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're kind of in that race mode, maybe even into Thursday, because Friday is when you get the boost and you get to go a little bit faster. So that's when you really turn your attention to the qualifying side of things. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And look, there's a side of me that's like, look, if you send a sponsor or a team or a driver home, there's a good chance that driver, team, or sponsor never comes back. We've seen that a few times over the last 5 or 6 years, or the team gets bought out, or the team, you know, folds and sells into another. But the tradition of 33, having that drama of bump day, I just wish that there was more entries. Like 36 would be so much fun, seeing three cars, you know, try to battle to get in and knock that driver off that's currently 33rd. We obviously saw what happened last year with Graham Rahal and not getting in. He eventually gets into the Indianapolis 500 after the Steph Wilson injury. Shout out to Steph. He's not at Indy this year. I'll miss him. I like him a great deal. The Able Motorsports entry is no longer, so we're going to have 34 entries for 33 spots. We will see bumping. All right, now let's get to the blackout for the Indianapolis 500 and how it works. Look, you have to sell out the grandstand tickets, okay? You're always probably going to be able to sell general admission seats into the infield, that kind of thing. When I worked in radio, when I worked at Emmis, which is the flagship of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, although, I mean, to be honest with you, if I was the Speedway, I'd be like, yeah, well, whatever. Doesn't matter to us. I don't think that's the approach that they take, or not necessarily that blunt, but if you're the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you do what you got to do, right? So here's the thing about the blackout. Emmis, 107.5 The Fan, 93 WIBC. Place, you know, radio station I worked at for 10 years, if you don't already know that. They sell ads pretty much all year built into the Indy 500. The exclusive home of the 500. The only place you can hear the race, the only place you can have it live, right? Because the TV blackout. And look, we are also getting to a point where there are so many different bars and so many different people that are, you know, IP addressing into Terre Haute or wherever to be able to watch the race. People are always going to listen to it. It is dream theater. It is awesome to listen to. Kristen Airy, Jake Query, Mark James, one of the best guys in the world. Those guys are so much fun to listen to. Mike King, incredible job. Guy doesn't like me, whatever, but Nick Yeoman does an awesome job as well. I mean, you know, we talk about traditions and you get to the track and you cut up the Indianapolis 500 you cut up the Indianapolis Star and all the Indianapolis 500 drivers, you pull it in the hat, you pull up the radio. Look, I've been listening all week to Old Talk of Gasoline Alley podcasts, especially the ones that I'm hosting, and old 560s just listening. It's dream theater. There's like no other way I think you could describe it, how good of a job the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network does. Okay, but Emmis, I'm sorry, it's not Emmis anymore. I'm always going to call it Emmis, but that radio station does sell those ads. So it's kind of like, all right, well, we sold all these ads to be the exclusive home and the only place you can hear it live in the Circle City, but people are still going to listen. If you lift the blackout, one, that's a great thing. You've sold out the grandstand seats, 200 and what I think Kurt Cavan counted years ago, 267,000, maybe some more, maybe some less. Okay, so you sell those out. That's an incredible feat. Goes back to 2016 was the last, you know, the 100th running. We always talk about how bad the ratings are for IndyCar. Well, you can get a monstrous rating if you open up to residents inside of 465 in Marion County. So I think the blackout will be listed. There will be lifted. They're getting closer and closer and closer. A lot that goes into that, and a lot more than I probably know. But that's just what I know from working at the radio station who sells the ads to lifting the blackout. I think they should. I think it should be permanently. I think it should be permanently. You should be able to watch it wherever because you're still going to listen. People are still going to listen. I pull up the app and I go from the you know, inside the track. I go from the IMS radio network crew to, okay, something's going on with this guy. Let's go to his scanner. So I do think it will be lifted. We shall see. It's going to come right down to the wire. We might not know about it until maybe Carb Day, or maybe they make an announcement that Thursday before the Indianapolis 500. So we'll go from there. Grand Prix this weekend. Can't wait for it. Is this not like the most exciting time we've seen as sports fans in Indianapolis in the last 10, 15, 20 years? You've got the Fever. Caitlin Clark, first home game coming up Thursday night. People are excited about the Fever, probably for the first time since Tamika Catchings took the team to the championship. Anthony Richardson, Colts minicamp coming up this weekend. People are excited about the future of the Colts. The Pacers, yeah, they got job last night in New York, but they are in the playoffs. They are in the second round of the playoffs, playing relevant basketball with young superstars and Tyrese Halliburton, even though he didn't look like it last night. Miles Turner playing well. Pascal Siakam. The bench has been awesome. This is a series between the Knicks and the Pacers. It's going to go seven games. It is going to maybe six, but it's certainly going to go six, maybe seven is what I meant to say. The Pacers got hosed. They looked like crap. They didn't play well. Their superstar wasn't around in the fourth quarter, and they had a chance to still win that game. They were still up. They were still up at the end of that game. They had a chance to win it. It didn't quite come to fruition. But, man, exciting times for the city of Indianapolis. We're having some of the coolest swimming trials for the upcoming Olympics. They're going to build an Eiffel Tower statue downtown. We're going to see the largest crowd for an indoor swimming event we've ever seen. Can't wait for it. Shout out to Ed Holleroon. Had me over before Rev. He was telling me about it. It's an exciting time in Indianapolis. I love living here. You guys all know I'm from Northwest Indiana, 40 minutes outside of Chicago. But my love for Indianapolis runs deep. I've had opportunities to leave the city, and I just can't do it. I enjoy living in Speedway. My daily walks to the track like probably keep me sane, to be honest with you. So let's take a look at the Indianapolis 500 odds. There hasn't been any changes since the Tim Cindric news. There hasn't been any movement. Kyle Larson is still right up there. You got the favorite in Pato O'Ward. Don't mind that. At 6-1, Pillow plus 625, Joseph Newgarden plus 700. That might move. Dude, you got to get Scott Dixon in at 10-1 right now. That's going to go down. I think Ferrucci is 25-1. You got to get that. I like Marcus Ericsson, Rossi at that 14-1 number. I'm gonna fade Scott McLaughlin. Talk to him down in Barber. I like Scott a great deal. He's such a good dude. But yeah, I mean, and Linus Lundqvist at 20-1. I think that's I know he's in a Ganassi car. I think that's just because of his podium finish. But trust me, as we all know, and all race fans know, what you did at Barber has nothing to do with what you're going to do at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the 500. So we shall see. How many times am I going to say so this episode? It just happens to be, I guess, my go-to word. I think that's about it. I know there's a lot. We are going to have a Dummies Guide to the Indianapolis 500 podcast coming up. Absolutely can't wait for that. I know that there is going to be something that I missed here, something that I didn't talk about, that I'm going to go, oh, crap, I should have talked about this, but I didn't. Shout out to Sarah, Offie on Track, if you want to check her out for my cool Indy 1994 friendship bracelet. I think I got a couple more coming. I would say go to her and request one, but she seems to be very busy with them, which is a good thing. So good for her. Can't wait to get out to the Indianapolis Motor Speed. We're going to be there every day. We got some awesome things coming up with Draft Nation. I'm going to run the Indianapolis side of Draft Nation. So all things Colts, Pacers, Draft, trades, that type of thing. It's not going to be your daily. Here's a recap of last night. Here's a preview of tomorrow night. We're going to talk a lot of Indianapolis Indians. Obviously, an exciting time. So Draft Nation is based out of Pittsburgh. They have a market in Charlotte, and they are opening up the Indianapolis market. So we're going to have conversations with Colts players, current and past, about their draft experience. I just broke down A.D. Mitchell, the Texas wide receiver. Loved that pick in the second round, moving back, gaining some assets, gaining some more players to have competition at different levels. Chris Ballard doing what Chris Ballard does. I'm warming up to him a little bit more as of late. I do like this team. I do like where they're going to be. I've talked to Kenny Moore a lot. We've became friends. He is a huge Indianapolis 500 fan. I've always been a Colts fan, but I haven't been that passionate fan like I am towards the Pacers. The Pacers were my first love. Like, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Indy 500 is my all time, is like the love of my life, you know, right? And then I was really good at basketball. I love basketball. I still play basketball. I'm playing basketball tonight, actually, even though my knees will probably hate me till Sunday. But can't wait. So, hope you'll follow at Real Draft Nation on Twitter, and we'll have some fun. Go Pacers. I think that they can steal game number two from New York. Thank you so much for just supporting, retweeting, interacting on social media. I'll be writing some things from Front Stretch. I do most of this for free, which is fine by me. Thanks to Harley for supporting Flooring Is Forever, flooringisforever.com. Thank you for his support. We're going to have a lot of fun. Subscribe to the Subtext. We're going to have some behind-the-scenes views of the Speedway, behind-the-scenes views of up close and personal with some of these cars. Absolutely can't wait for it. Thank you so much for listening to the Tony D Podcast.